From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, I'm Jevy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news.
I felt like somebody shake my chair. I don't know what was going on. I turn around and Rochelle look at me. Rochelle was like, I thought you just shake my chair. I'm like, no, what's going on?
A 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattling a few nerves today. In a message on social media, Deputy Governor the Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon says the quake occurred around 27 miles southeast of Bodentown.
Thankfully, the event did not trigger a tsunami threat or reports of any significant impacts. However, aftershocks remain possible over the coming days. I therefore encourage everyone to remain vigilant, stay informed, and ensure that they and their families are prepared.
The Deputy Governor reminds the public to download the NENS app to get emergency alert and information.
Staying informed and prepared helps us all respond effectively when emergencies occur. The Cayman Islands government continues to monitor the situation closely and will provide further updates.
You can find more information at caymanprepared.ky. To the court's acting justice, the Honorable Dale Palmer has begun delivering his summation in the trial of bartender Palmer Rugan Palraj, who denies raping a woman in the back of a car parked along West Bay Road. The judge told jurors they must carefully weigh the complainant's account against the evidence given by the defendant, who took the stand on Monday. He said the case ultimately comes down to a he said, she said situation, and reminded the jury that they must be sure the Crown has proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt. If any reasonable doubt remains, he said, they must acquit. In closing arguments, the defense pointed to discrepancies between the complainant's account, her friend's testimony, and CCTV footage. Counsel argued these inconsistencies were serious enough to raise questions about the complainant's credibility. Justice Palmer is expected to continue his summation and legal directions tomorrow, after which the jury will be sent to deliberate. In other local news, as it works to, quote, build a healthier, more resilient Cayman Islands, the government is asking you to weigh in on four pieces of proposed legislation. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Starting in August, you'll be able to review the proposals, attend town hall meetings, and provide feedback on all the bills, which are designed to create a, quote, stronger, more modern and coordinated framework for public health and environmental health.
It recognizes that protecting the health of our people requires modern laws, strong institutions, and meaningful community participation. These proposals, they lay the foundation for a healthier, safer, and more resilient Cayman Islands, now and for future generations to come.
Minister responsible, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says emerging infectious diseases, changing environmental risks, and new public health challenges like vaping are just a few of the health challenges Cayman is facing.
Our legislation must also evolve to meet these challenges and ensure that we are prepared not only for today's needs, but for those of future generations.
So what are the bills? The Public Health Bill sets up a dedicated Department of Health and strengthens the framework for preventing and controlling infectious diseases. The Environmental Health Bill will provide a dedicated legal framework defining the powers and responsibilities of the DEH and covers things like food safety and hygiene, drinking water, air quality, and waste management. The Health Practice Amendment Bill will strengthen, quote, governance arrangements by enabling councils to delegate specific functions to committees. And finally, the Tobacco Amendment Bill will regulate vaping products, restricting the use of vaping products to folks over the age of 18 and prohibiting disposable vaping products. There will be several ministry community town hall meetings across all three islands where you can get more information and government can hear your views directly.
Whether you are a healthcare professional, environmental practitioner, an educator, business owner, parent, student, or resident, your voice matters. The strongest legislation is legislation that has been informed by the people it is designed to serve.
A 28-day public consultation period is expected to kick off on August 21st. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Consultation documents will be made available at gov.ky/MHES. You may soon see a new building at Grand Harbor. On the 8th of July, the Central Planning Authority heard a pitch by Grand Harbor for a commercial building at the corner of Crewe Road and Edgewater Way in Georgetown. Approval was granted for a two-story commercial building back in 2019, but that approval has since lapsed, prompting the new application. There was no objections to the project, and the CPA has granted conditional approval for the project. The full meeting summary is available at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. More than 2,500 people have applied for the Cayman Islands Identification Card, MyEID.
So far, we have had applications for 350 plus children, and the balance, the 2,300 plus are adults. And the split between male and female is fairly close. It's 1,200 plus for males and almost 1,500 for females.
Director of e-government Ian Tibbetts is urging you to join that number by heading to myeid.egov.ky and locking in an appointment, which, starting next month, will be available at four locations across all three Cayman Islands.
We now have the issuance set up in Caymana Bay at our office, the district administration building in Cayman Brac. We do Little Cayman on specific days.
Okay.
And we, as of the 3rd of August, we will be launching from the Savannah Post Office. And that will also include appointments on Saturdays.
The ID features a digital authentication certificate to let those eligible prove their identity and immigration status. Finally, the Central Scranton Park will officially open this Saturday afternoon under the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure. Georgetown Central MP and Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honourable Kenneth Bryant, says the project began under a previous administration and kept going after the last election because both sides backed the vision.
I want to take this opportunity today to publicly thank the Honourable Minister Jay. They'll see us fight a little bit on the floor of the House about other policies, but the support that he continued to give, even when he's angry, he'd take my call and be like, yeah, you did this the other day. But okay, let's talk about the park, right? And regardless if we're angry with each other about other policies or differences of views, he has supported the continuity.
Bryan calls the decision an example of political maturity, contrasting it with past projects that were halted when governments changed.
Good Honourable Minister is a part of the government. I'm in opposition. I don't think that people recognize how significant that is. Normally, you'd see political nonsense happen, people get in the way, that one project, and we're not doing that because it's a different government now, and he's been so stellar, so mature, and so leadership qualities in respect to saying, okay, this is something that we all believed in.
Planning Minister, the Honourable Jay Ebanks, says he bought into the park as a part of revitalising Georgetown and protecting green spaces for the capital.
When you take out the personalities out of it, and we say, no, this is something that is good for the people of Georgetown. Miss Lucy is my aunt, right away. So I've known about this for decades and decades. So, and to see a reality now and finally getting there is very important to all of us.
Officials say Saturday's opening at Central Scranton Park will include music, food, and community activities, and they're inviting residents and MPs across the islands to attend. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.